Earth, sky.
A new study says that microorganisms played a major role in cleaning the spilled oil in two of the worst oil spills in U.S. history, even though the two ecosystems were very different.
The study, published in August 2011, looked at the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010 and the Exxon Valdez spill off the coast of Alaska in 1989.
In the case of the Exxon Valdez spill of 1989, a tanker dumped about 11 million gallons of crude oil into Alaska's waters. The study found that when nitrogen fertilizer was added to the water, levels of microbes naturally present in Alaska's waters spiked. These microbes fed on that nitrogen, but they also ate much of the oil.
Then there was the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. It released almost 5 million barrels of light crude oil, which dispersed into underwater plumes. The study scientists said that microbes native to the Gulf of Mexico broke down the oil plumes to virtually undetectable levels just a few weeks after the gushing well was sealed.
The scientists stressed that a lot of research still needs to be done on oil-eating microbes, especially in the Gulf, where the spill is relatively recent. I'm Jorge Salazar.
And I'm Deborah Bird. We hope you'll join our community on Facebook. Just come to Facebook and search for Earth Sky. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.